Welcome to Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs program from iHeartRadio San Francisco, highlighting issues and organizations working to improve our communities. I'm your host, Tinka, and guests today are Aaron from the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, talking to us about that, as well as One Walk, the walk that they will have coming up, and Miss Tamikia from Youth Uprising with her guest, EJ. So first up, we're talking with Aaron. So, Aaron, can you tell us a little bit about the company that you're representing and a little bit about your personal story?
Yeah, so I am representing JDRF, which is the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. It's the largest global organization that supports fundraising research to cure, treat, and prevent type 1 diabetes.
When were you diagnosed and what is it?
Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition where you no longer produce insulin, and insulin is needed for your body to use the food that you eat in order to turn it into energy that your body can use.
So what are some of the ways that, let's say, you know, little kids, they're just out there being little kids. What should we be looking for? What are some of the signs?
Yeah, so you start to have signs such as unexplained weight loss, also frequent urination, extreme thirst, dry, itchy skin. I know for me, I had all of those symptoms, and you kind of don't feel good in general either. You know, really tired, maybe moody. I would say the extreme thirst, frequent urination, and weight loss are kind of some of the big ones.
So what are some of the things that you wish people knew?
Yeah, so I wish people really knew how complex it is to manage. The advances in technology have been a huge improvement in people's lives, but it still takes constant management, really. So I wear a device called a continuous glucose monitor, and I also use an insulin pump, and they talk to each other, which is great, but I still have to make sure that I'm providing input to the system and keeping an eye on my blood sugar levels and responding to that. Even with as good as it is, I still get high and low blood sugar.
Wow.
And I'm an adult that can manage it independently. For kids, it's even harder. Having parents really manage that remotely is extremely challenging.
Let's talk about that. You're listening to the Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs programming from iHeartRadio San Francisco. I'm your host, Tinka, and we're talking today with Aaron from the Juvenile Diabetes.
Yes, JDRF, which stands for Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
So with the Research Foundation, can you explain to people, because sometimes we get this a little confused, especially with our young ones, type 1 and type 2. Diabetes 1 is what? Diabetes 2 is what?
Yeah, so with type 1 diabetes, it's an autoimmune condition. Can happen at any time. It can be related to genetics or environmental factors. We don't really know exactly what causes it. And essentially, your body attacks the cells that produce insulin, and then you don't make insulin anymore. With type 2 diabetes, your body is actually still producing insulin, but you are not efficiently using it. And this can sometimes be treated with changes to diet and lifestyle and things like that. Sometimes insulin is needed for that as well. But with type 1, you have to take all the insulin that you need. You don't produce any more. You don't need to have a family history. It could really come at any time. Like, I have no family history, and I was diagnosed as an adult. So something triggered it, and they don't really know what. But it's not necessarily just something that's inherited.
So this has not been all of your life, just in your adulthood life?
That's correct.
Okay. You're listening to the Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs programming from iHeartRadio San Francisco. I'm your host, Tinka, and we're talking with Aaron today. Aaron, can you tell us about JDRF?
Yeah. So JDRF stands for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, leading global organization supporting research to cure type 1 diabetes.
How do we support this organization in trying to find this cure?
Yeah, so a great way to be supportive is to participate or support our upcoming One Walk, which is an amazing community event. It's coming up here soon on November 6th.
On November 6th for One Walk, tell us what we would need to do.
Yeah, so you can create a team. You can get involved virtually. you can contribute to a team that already exists. I'm actually starting a team at a company that I joined about 6 months ago. So my last company, I built a huge team and they're participating again this year. And I started a new job this year and I'm doing the groundwork to build a new team there.
How does one participate virtually? That's pretty interesting.
So for those that aren't able to attend the actual event, we can do virtual walks where you can actually connect walks to, or like your steps to Strava, which is an app. And so you can actually do a team activity where everyone walks and connects to their step on the app. You can say, you know, we're going to do an event to walk a mile together as a team or something like that.
Oh, once you have your team, is there a cost to be a part of the walk?
There's no cost. No, anyone can get involved.
When the One Walk does the walking on November the 6th, how does that money get used?
Oh, that's a great question. So JDRF supports really a couple categories of research. One is towards a cure. So this goes towards trying to stop the immune system from attacking the cells. It also producing new cells to produce insulin. You actually need to solve both of those problems. Also treatment. So for people that already have it before we get to a cure, ways to have these devices like the glucose monitors I talked about, insulin pumps, they support those capabilities. There's also advancements in types of insulin, so smarter insulins. And we also support prevention. So that's a huge way to, you know, address new people from actually getting this condition is to be able to prevent in the first place.
Now, say I didn't want to be a part of the walk or any of that. I just want to just donate to this cause because what you said is just so fascinating. And so I should just give money to it. And how would someone do that?
Oh, yeah. So you can go to the JDRF.org website and I believe you can donate from there directly.
Okay. There it is. Is there any last words that you want to say in regards to the walk or the JDRF?
Yeah, I would say the thing about the walk in particular is that it's an amazing community event. It really brings together families, friends, you know, it creates a real sense of community for people. And I would say, especially for kids, it's really powerful to see so many people there supporting them and other kids with the condition and just, you know, bringing people together that are impacted and want to be supportive and have a good time. It's a really fun activity.
There it is. So you know now the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is having the One Walk happening on November 6th at California's Great America in Santa Clara. Be a part of that if you can. You've been given all the information. Erin, we thank you for your time. And just one last time, give the website where people can find out this information.
walk.jdrf.org/NorCal. walk.jdrf.org/NorCal, which is NORCAL.
Okay. We got it. Thank you so much for your time and for helping us get the word out about the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation as well as One Walk. Definitely check out the website and be a part of what's going on with the walk. You can change this. You're listening to the Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs programming from iHeartRadio San Francisco. I'm your host, Tinka. And next up, we're talking with Tamikia and EJ. They both are, in some ways, a representation. Miss Tamikia is at Youth Uprising, and EJ is one of the skateboard individuals, but you'll find out how that all comes into play in a second. Let's talk about, Miss Tamikia, why you and what you do at YU and how we got to this point.
So I am the mental health and wellness clinician at YU. I also step into various roles there as needed. The skateboarding part of my heart was developed back in early May. I saw that the park was being underutilized and there were a few students out there. I would say actually more than a few, maybe about 18 to 20 students. I was so excited. I grabbed my notebook and I went out and got each of their numbers and names and emails, and I called them and talked to them and asked them whether their interests of the skateboard, how they want to utilize the skate park. And so they shared with me. And I was able to put together my first skateboarding program back in July 15th. And it went really, really well. We had a number of organizations, table organizations. We also had a Black-owned organization called Deck Skateboarding. And he was able to put together very unique and skateboards for which people can make it their own. Skateboarding by creating their own designs. And he also fixed skateboards and gave away skateboards to students that did not have skateboards or their skateboards were broken or needed like new wheels or other accessories.
When you deal with the mental health and wellness struggles in our youth, what do you find to be some of our main issues now with our young people?
A lot of the main issues are focused and had a lot to do with COVID and post-COVID, during pre-COVID, a lot of the services were available to the students. Post-COVID, a lot of the organizations were island. Now, students don't know which organization is doing what. There were a lot of changes that the community wasn't aware of. So students do not know where to go or how to contact. So since Youth Uprising sits right in the middle of East Oakland, there at our facility, we deal with a lot of depression. We deal with a lot of anxiety and rejection. We also deal with a lot of eating disorders. Even though we serve students from moderate to moderate, we still are able to see those type of students and then refer them out to organizations that can facilitate their needs.
You're listening to the Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs programming from iHeartRadio San Francisco. I'm your host, Tinka, and today we're talking with Tamikia as well as EJ from Youth Uprising. You just said something to help our listeners. You say you deal with moderate to moderate. What does that mean?
So moderate to moderate is basically children or youth dealing with mental health moderate issues such as anxiety and rejection. Anything that's above that, such as like eating disorders or major depression, those individuals are referred out. I guess they just keep it basically simple. So not dealing with anything that is too deep or too strenuous on our staff. Even though we're professional, we're well-trained, we keep our level, I guess, the grant that is actually for moderate to moderate. Those are the type of people that we serve.
So why you, when a person sees there is Youth Uprising, I'm going to go in there and check it out. What's their process going to check it out? How do I know that that's what you deal with? It's a process for me from coming from off the street and walking into that building.
So when you come into YU, when you walk in the door, you see a lot of affirmations on the wall. You see affirmations on the floor. It's a beautiful building. And so you meet our staff. Our staff greet you friendly and also with love. Complete an application. Once you complete the application, there are a sheet of information in there that you share your wants and desires. And after you share your wants and desires on that particular form, then that form then comes to me. And then once the form comes to me, you would set up an appointment, and then I would do an assessment. And during that time, I will go into a little detail about what the student is challenged with. And then at that time, I will then see if we can help them or if I need to reach out to our neighboring communities and refer them out to another organization that can facilitate their needs. We also have a job readiness program. We have other programs such as media. We have a lot of host of programs that youth can be a part of. It's just, we have an artistry program, and it's led by London. We have our media, who's led by Karen, and also we have our DPN program, who's led by Javion. So wonderful people that would greet you with love and friendship and have the qualities to warm you up, to make you feel wanted there. And then they also will, and so friendly, very friendly type of staff that you will open up to.
When you talk about assessments, so am I coming in there with my parent initially coming in, or I'm walking into the building and that's a protocol of the child that comes in, gets an assessment, and then is able to come into the program?
Well, initially, it's a twofold. Some students walk in, although we serve a population from 13 to 24, some students walk in because they're homeless, so they don't have any parents or anyone to look over them. So they come in and they ask questions, and then we point them to the right direction. Second, the ones who come in with parents, we also greet them the same way. We ask their name. We, you know, go through the process, the formality of filling out an application. And again, we try and find out what exactly, what services are they interested in. And then again, definitely go through the assessment and say, hey, you know, where do you live? Are there services near you? And if there are services near them, what I would do is contact that particular organization and let them know I have a young kid and a parent who's looking for additional services, and then I would just refer them out to their services.
So a safe place and a resource.
A safe place and a resource.
There it is. You're listening to The Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs programming from iHeartRadio San Francisco. I'm your host, Tinka, and we're talking with Tamika and EJ from Youth Uprising. Now let's get to this program that you guys have coming up November 18th. We have with these skateboarding young individuals that you talked about earlier. So what's the program that's going to come about for them?
So the skateboarding program is, again, like I said, it was birthday early on in April or May. And so this program, this is our second time around. So the kids are very excited about the second time around. And so it's scheduled November 18th from 3 to 6 at outside in our skate park. The uniqueness about this program is we are looking out to collect donations since our winter is approaching. We're going to have a warm coat and hat, gloves, blankets, socks and shoes. Hopefully Vans can hear the shoe Vans or New Balance or Nike can hear this interview and be open to donating shoes to the homeless. You can donate Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday between the hours of 8:30 to 5.
Okay. Well, if they don't, somebody better get on that phone and start calling them to make sure they're out there to donate to these young folks. And so let's talk a little bit about this. EJ, how did you become a part of YU?
Like, I just got invited by my friend to the skate park, and I pulled up, and then that's like really how it started. Like, in like 3-4 months, I always went in there just to get water.
Okay.
They would sell like cold water bottles, and it'd be like the best on hot days. And back then, it used to be so hot every single day. And I used to be dying, and I never get any water at my house, or I like not have water bottles at my house. So I get them from over there, get like 2 or 3 for everybody.
How long have you been skating?
Like almost 2 years now.
Can you tell me a little bit why skateboarding? What do you get out of the skateboarding?
I definitely like it because it teaches me how to like fall and get back up and never give up and have discipline.
That's a whole new spin on it. Continue. Well, you say you fall a lot and then
like get back up and don't give up.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You and your buddies, you come out. Are you guys a part of this program on November 18th? You're going to be out there as well?
Yep, like a lot of us. I already told like so many people that they're going to pull up and stuff.
Ms. Tamika, let's talk about November 18th. What do you want the people to do and how can they become a part of it?
So I'm definitely looking for people to come out and support the kids. But I do request if you're over 25 and you have not skated, I think you should come with like 3 times the insurance. So before you walk in that gate.
And some pads.
But yes, and that's a fact. So you can come out and support the youth at Youth Uprising with a skateboarding community on November 18th from 3 to 6 at 8711 MacArthur Boulevard, Oakland, California. Our phone number is 510-777-9909, and you can reach me at extension 124. If you would like to donate in terms of you can send a check to the same address, 8711 MacArthur Boulevard, Oakland, California, 94605. Now, if you want to donate, please donate Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and bring warm hats, clothes, coat, socks, gloves, shoes.
If a person wants to be a part, or one of the youth want to be a part of the skating event, how do they go about doing that?
So if they want to be a part of the skating event, you can definitely find a flyer on our website. Or if not the flyer, if you're walking into our building, our flyer is located on the outside of the window. And also it's on the skate park gate. So you can sign up there. It has a QR code there. You just sign up there. I mean, your information would then pop up on my screen at work. And so I know that you have signed up. And also you can sign up by calling 510-777-9909.
online, and you can sign up that way. And also, when you arrive, you can also instantly become a member. You can fill out an application and become a part of the YU family.
You're listening to the Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs programming from iHeartRadio San Francisco. I'm your host, Tinka, and we're talking with Tamika and EJ today from Youth Uprising. This takes a lot, I'm sure, with the staff to get this all together. So shout out to the YU staff and the administrators for doing what they're doing to put this on. It's a wonderful thing for our young people. So November 18th, what is the website to go and find that information? The website is
www.youthuprising.org.
And if you want to call to be a part of donating, the phone number is
510-777-9909, extension 124.
And EJ, tell me, why should young people come out and be a part of this?
Because we just be chilling and skating over there. That's how it is.
So everyone is welcome. So
Got
you
it.
Can bring a donation. You also could actually be a part of the event. So we're going to have skateboarding organizations that can borrow skateboards, but just make sure you give it back. And also, I would like to share with you really quickly is that ultimate result of this event, I would like to have scholarships for youth. As they graduate from high school, I would like to have scholarships to give to them also, because Oakland Parks and Rec does not have a skateboarding department. I would like to be the first, and I would like Oakland to be the first to honor the skateboarders around our community by having a skateboarding department.
And all of that needs funds. So please donate and be a part and give to this organization to help them. They're already out there doing it for the youth. All they need is a little donation to continue the work that they already do. I thank you for your time. Is there any last remarks? EJ, do you have any last things that you would want to say?
Anybody that came to the skate park that, like, I know of, they're, like, beginners or, like, barely even, like, stepped on a skateboard before. Like, I already, like, became friends with them or clicked with them, like, 1 or 2 days.
Maybe that's something that you guys can bring out, Ms. Tamika. Maybe it's just Beginner's Day with EJ and those guys there. Maybe that's just something, or throughout the week, Tuesday is Beginner's Skateboard. You know, come and learn from the people that already know how to skate. Maybe that'll open the door to some other people. Are there any last words for you, Ms. Tamika?
Yes, actually, that's an excellent point that you bring up, because during this event, we're going to have team leaders that are assigned to beginners or those who do not know what a skateboard is, or they saw it on TV and said, hey, I want to do that. So all are welcome, whether you're beginners or whether you just found out about skateboarding. All are welcome. All are welcome. So please don't hesitate. Even if you're professional, come out and teach our young people. It's basically what a community is really about, people coming out, having a good time, and to know that skateboarding is alive. Skateboarding is happening, and skateboarding is a part of our culture to reduce violence amongst youth, to reduce depression, and to reduce rejection and being misunderstood. So come out and share and talk about how skateboarding, if you're a professional, talk about how skateboarding has changed your life so we can change another youth's life. Each one, teach one. That's what I want to share. Each one, teach one.
It's your world on wheels. Thank you for your time.
That's right.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us for the Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs program from iHeartRadio San Francisco. Today's guests have been Aaron from JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, talking to us about the foundation as well as One Walk, the walk that they have coming up. Also, we had on the program today, Ms. Tamika from Youth Uprising and her guest, EJ. I'm Tinka, and I'll be back next Sunday for another edition of Bay Area Focus.